You're with the news at one, and we're going to get more now from Carlow, the scene of that shocking incident last night when a man fired a number of shots in the Tesco supermarket in the Fairgreen shopping centre before dying from a self-inflicted wound. The man, who was in his early 20s, was on bail for firearms offences. A young girl suffered a minor leg injury as she tried to flee the scene. Now, the area remains cordoned off this lunchtime while it's examined by Gardaí. And within the past hour, the Garda Assistant Commissioner, Paula Hillman, has been briefing journalists in Carlow. Let's hear some more of what she's been saying.
Yesterday, Sunday, the 1st of June 2025, shortly after 6:15 p.m, and Garda Síochána received multiple reports of shots fired in the Fairgreen shopping centre in Carlow. Gardaí responded to the scene and met a large number of people running from the shopping centre. An unarmed uniform unit arriving at the scene observed the suspect exiting the shopping centre. The suspect discharged a firearm, a shotgun, into the air. Another plainclothes armed Gardaí unit responding drew their official firearms and identified themselves as armed Gardaí. The suspect then discharged his firearm again, self-inflicting a fatal wound. No member of Garda Síochána discharged a weapon. Garda Síochána now understands that the lone male had walked through the shopping centre and had discharged the firearm into the air on a number of occasions. No persons were injured by the shots discharged by the suspect. A young girl in the shopping centre with her parents suffered a minor leg injury when she fell while running from the scene. This was meant to be a normal day out on a bank holiday weekend, and this was a terrifying experience for every person that was present in the Fairgreen shopping centre yesterday evening. And Garda Síochána implemented a cordon around the Fairgreen shopping centre and car park. A bottle containing an unknown substance was observed by Gardaí on the deceased. We therefore requested the assistance of the Irish Defence Forces EOD team to examine the unknown device. An EOD team from Collins Barracks in Cork attended the scene late last night, and following examination, the EOD team declared the scene safe. This morning, the Garda Technical Bureau has commenced a technical examination of the scene at Fairgreen Shopping Centre and Car Park, which remain cordoned off this afternoon. We will provide information to the public later this afternoon on how to gain access to private vehicles which are still parked in the car park. The deceased is a white Irish national in his early 20s. His body remains at the scene at this time and will be removed to the State Pathologist Office in Whitehall, where formal identification will be carried out. We once again urge anyone who may have recorded footage of the incident not to share it on social media platforms or messaging apps, but instead to provide it directly to the investigating team. Anyone present at Fairgreen Shopping Centre between approximately 6 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. yesterday evening, Sunday the 1st of June 2025, is asked to contact the incident room at Carlow Garda Station. I would like to acknowledge the management and business community of the Fairgreen Shopping Centre for their assistance and support to the public yesterday evening. I also want to acknowledge the assistance of the emergency services, local fire brigade, ambulance service and the defence forces for their professionalism and assistance. I specifically want to highlight the response of local Garda members who, on receipt of a very dangerous incident, immediately responded to protect their community. Their courage was exemplary. We are very conscious that this serious incident has an impact on the local community, and local Garda management will work with the local community, business community and other state agencies in the coming days to help the community come to terms with this incident. We are also very aware that there is a family grieving the death of their loved one at this time, and we appeal for privacy for the family.
And that was Garda Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman. Fianna Fáil Councillor Fintan Phelan is the Mayor of Carlow. He's been telling our reporter Helen Donoghue about the atmosphere in the town today.
This afternoon, there was a real sense of shock amongst people in Carlo. It was the same yesterday evening when this unfolded. There was a sense of panic and fear initially yesterday. And now I suppose this morning, the town is in shock at what has happened at this highly, highly unusual event to happen here in Carlo.
And you've been speaking to some people who were there when it happened. What have they been telling you?
Yeah, I spoke with people both yesterday and this morning. And I suppose yesterday when it initially happened, people that were in the vicinity of the Fair Green would have been in touch to say that there was a real sense that something was not right. There was a real sense of panic with both, you know, young and old running from the scene. And I suppose it is deeply distressing for those that were there in the Fair Green at the time. You know, many people would have seen the videos that are circulating in relation to the gunshots that were discharged, and numerous gunshots were discharged. And, you know, Bank Holiday Sunday in the middle of Carlow town, it's not something you'd expect to happen. We've an absolutely beautiful town here in Carlow. People were in town, town was busy. And it is really sad, really distressing for people to see that this would happen in our own town.
And what's the reaction been like to the Garda response?
Well, I want to praise the first responders, from An Garda Síochána to the fire brigade to the ambulance service. They were all on the scene extremely quickly to try and bring the situation under control. And I know An Garda Síochána are investigating what happened. I think that's critically important that we get to the bottom as to how and why this happened. That's crucially important that we establish the facts in relation to this case. But I want to praise our first responders who were there on the scene. I also want to, and I'm thinking today of all those that were there in the Fair Green yesterday, the customers to the shops, and you know, many of these are local businesses there in the shopping centre. Indeed, local employees right across the shopping centre who had a deeply traumatic experience yesterday. And my thoughts go out to them also.
And we understand that today supports are being put in place for people who are affected. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. So the council, along with the HSE, has arranged for support to be available in Carlow County Council. So that's trained people will be available today from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock in Carlow County Council on the Atai Road, where that's psychosocial support for people. So whether that you want to come in, that you were there yesterday, or that you were impacted by yesterday, you can come in and have a chat and a cup of coffee and just to chat with people that are trained in this area to provide immediate response to situations like this. And then they'll be able to pinpoint you towards further supports. But maybe it's just that conversation or that chat that you need. And our council will be open for that with trained people today. So I'd encourage anybody who needs to come in and to avail of that service. And I think what this shows is the community here in Carlow have rallied around everybody. And I think that shows the best of Carlow. We're a fantastic community here in Carlow. You could see that yesterday when many of the businesses opened their doors, allowed people to come in when there was that initial panic and locked the doors to make sure people were safe. There was a real sense of community amongst people to do what was necessary to keep our community safe, whether that be from the individual businesses or indeed from the Gardaí or the fire brigade. People responded quickly.
And that was the mayor of Carlow, Fintan Phelan. He was talking to Helen Donoghue. While the man at the centre of this incident hasn't been officially named, it is known that he was on bail on firearms offences. We can go live to Carlow next, from where we're joined by our reporter, Eleanor Burnhill. Eleanor, can you bring us through what's due to happen over the coming hours?
Yes, Rachel. Well, the body of the man remains at the scene where a full technical examination is being carried out to see exactly what happened last night. And we also heard from Gardaí that even after the fatal shot was fired last night, that the Army Bomb Disposal Unit, the EOD team, had to be called to the scene from Collins Barracks in Cork to make sure that it was safe for the the public after a bottle was found on the deceased and an unidentified substance inside. So all three entrances to the shopping centre here in the centre of Carlow town remain sealed off at this lunchtime, and we are expecting a post-mortem to be carried out later on the body of the deceased, who, as we know, is a white Irish national in his early 20s. Gardaí saying very much that they're also aware that there is a family grieving the death of a loved one in this case, and the family of that deceased man has appealed for privacy. But we can confirm this lunchtime that the suspect was somebody who was on bail for a firearm offence at the time that this incident was carried out. And no person was injured by bullets, but a young girl was injured running from the scene with her parents. It's understood she sustained a minor leg injury, and she was treated at the scene and taken to hospital only as a precaution. Now, a full technical examination is continuing at the scene, and Gardaí are urging anyone with any information about what happened, or anyone who was at the shopping centre between 6pm and 6:30pm last night, to contact them, and also to give any footage that they have of the incident to the investigating team at Carlow Garda Station, and not to share that footage on social media or any messaging apps. And the number for Carlow Garda Station for the incident room there is 059 913 6620, or the Garda confidential line if anyone has any information. They're also appealing for people who had to abandon their vehicles in the shopping centre last night to have some patience. It'll be later this afternoon when some of those vehicles can be released to their owners. And as you heard from the mayor there, this was a very shocking experience. So lots of supports are being provided by the council, by the HSE, to anyone in this area who was impacted by this incident.
Eleanor, many thanks for that. Our reporter Eleanor Burnhill in Carlow this afternoon.